Hello, I'm Jonathan Abrow, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. My first train journey I'm taking you on is Tren a las Nubes, or Train into the Clouds, which is in northern Argentina. This was part of an epic journey that I was on all around South and Central America, which started down in Antarctica. We had to get hold of some coca leaves to chew on to counter the altitude sickness that we might feel going to these great heights. The train journey itself would take about 16 hours, as it was 247 kilometers to get to the final viaduct. We'd be going around innumerable bends, across 29 bridges, through 21 tunnels, around two giant mountaintop spirals. All along the route, our train was accompanied by an ambulance and two security vehicles with gun-toting guards. A little nerve-wracking, but obviously to keep us safe. One of the most spectacular movements this train performed was two giant zigzags to get up a mountain. Just before we got to the final viaduct, we were pulled into a siding so that the engine could then go to the back of the train and push us onto the viaduct. What an incredible sight this was. We were over 4,200 meters above sea level. The view was spectacular. We were high up above any form of ground level and could see for miles and miles. We were then slowly pulled back off the viaduct and allowed to actually get off the train and go and walk around and look at the views. Given the height that we were at, Annie, my wonderful partner, who's been on every train journey with me, experienced a bit of altitude sickness. So we just had to sit down for a few minutes, the best way to treat any form of altitude sickness. But what incredible and amazing views we were treated to. On the way back down, we stopped at a small market town to go to their market and buy some food to eat. And we were sitting on a rock having our lunch when an elderly gentleman came to just say hello to us. He'd seen my white cane and wanted to see if I was okay. We invited him to share our lunch and spend a little time chatting with us. Great way to meet a local man and hear a little bit about his life. On the way down, we had some entertainment from some of the local buskers, hoping to get us to go and see them in their nightclubs. And we ended our train journey by being presented with certificates of achievements for heading above the clouds on the Tren a las Nubes. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.